Amen. and sing.
For you're never alone.
Hearted to stray, But we shall walk beside the still waters with the good shepherd leading the way, going up home to live in green pastures where we shall live and die nevermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore. We will not heed the voice of a stranger, for he will lead us unto despair. Following on with Jesus our Savior, we shall all reach that country so fair, going up home to live in green pastures where we shall live and die nevermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore. When we get home to that beautiful city, ever to live with Jesus our King, we will all sing the praises of glory with the Good Shepherd, Jesus our King, going up home to live in green pastures where we shall live and die nevermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore.
Helping God, we pray.
I love that song. It's one of my favorites. Going up home to live in green pastures. I want to say to the Little Jewel Church tonight, I thank you for having confidence in me, asking me to be here.
Lord, help me, God.
I hope that I can be of some blessing to you all.
Lord, help me.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're here.
God prospered our trip. I rode up with Brother Ronnie, and he's been good company. And I just sat over in that passenger seat and just came right on up here. Glad to be here. Glad to be here. And I hope the Lord will bless. I hope he'll bless me to be a blessing to you all. A word, the Bible says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. And that sounds real good. I'm not quite sure that I totally understand the meaning of that, but I do believe it means that a word, a few words, spoken well or properly, is real good.
Lord, help you, God.
Like apples of gold, even that sounds good. Apples of gold in pitchers of silver. So I'd rather speak, as Apostle Paul said, five words in the Spirit than 10,000 just rambling on and on. One time, I heard a little story one time, and I thought it was good. A church member, let's call her an old regular Baptist, pretty inclined to speak her mind. And she took her little grandson with her to church, and he wasn't very familiar with us old-time Baptists. There were several preachers that day that preached it, but everyone that got up would look at his watch and say, "I don't want to take much time today. Don't let me use too much time." And then he would commence to do so. And after that happened with two or three preachers, the Next preacher got up and said the same thing. Don't let me use too much time now. I don't want to use much time today. And by that time, that lady was, sister was getting kind of, anxious and whatever.
Lord,
and
her
little grandson looked up at her and said, "Granny, what does it mean when the preacher says, don't let me take too much time?" And whatever. She said, "Absolutely nothing." And most of the time when we talk about taking too much time, that's exactly what we do. Glad to be here. Good to see you folks again. It's been a year maybe since I've been here. And Brother Terry was on Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and there's a few scriptures in the very first part of 1 Corinthians I'd like to read, and they're on my mind tonight. And Apostle Paul is speaking to the brethren, the Christian brethren in Corinth. He's answering their problems, and they had many problems in that church, as we know. But he said, introducing a new subject, he said, moreover, brethren, or in addition to what I've already said, brothers, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you. That sounds kind of different, doesn't it? I declare unto you what I've already preached, he said. I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand. If you're Christians, folks, you're standing in the gospel, right?
Yes, sir.
If you're not standing on the gospel, then you're not children of God. By which, this gospel, by which also you are saved. There's no other way. Just one way. And that's the Jesus way. But there's this second verse is a little bit, some people believe it means a fall from grace, which I don't believe at all. By which also ye are saved, this gospel, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Folks, today, you can believe about something and not really believe in something. You know what? There's people who believe from the time they were children because mommy and daddy and grandparents did. Believe about. And I did also, folks. But there's a time when I believed in Jesus. My whole future, my whole life, my entire future depended on him. And he's my bridge across troubled waters. He's the bridge from heaven, from earth to heaven. And if I don't have that bridge, I'm in trouble, and you are too. This gospel. And if we believe about it, it's in vain, folks, because it won't anything but Jesus about him or anything else. If we don't believe in him, we'll not get across to that sweet country called heaven. That's what that means. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I have, which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins, folks. He died for your sin and my sin and the sin of the whole world. Died for our sins. How? According to the Scripture. Not because the Scripture says so, but exactly like the Scripture said he would do. Amen. And that he was buried, I believe that with all my heart. This is the resurrection chapter, the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And my hope is in the resurrection, folks. If there be no resurrection, then our preaching is in vain. In vain. And we are found false witnesses. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, or exactly like the Scripture says. And so, folks, and he was seen of Cephas, who was Peter, and then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren, Brother Fred, once of whom the greater part remain unto the present. But some are fallen asleep. sheep. And that present at that time was about AD 50 or 55, thereabouts. Christ had been gone back to heaven maybe 15 or 20 years. And many of the people that saw him after his resurrection were still alive, Paul says. They had not fell asleep. And after that, he was seen of James, the brother of the Lord, you know, the James who the Herod took the sword to and took his head off. Thank God, Brother Junior, our religion is not just in our head. Thank God our future is secure. No matter what the world may do to us or evil people, we got a better place to go, praise the Lord. And last of all, he was seen of me also, Paul said, as one born out of due time. See, Jesus been going back a long time to heaven when Apostle Paul came along and Jesus presented himself to him, and Paul preached and wrote just what Jesus showed him. He didn't take his message from James and John and Peter. God gave it to him directly to him, and he wrote. He wasn't taught it. He didn't learn it of the apostles. God revealed it to him, and it's just as much a message from God as what Peter said, or John, or Matthew, or any of the rest of them. Paul was a chosen vessel of God to preach unto the Gentiles. Thank God. And God showed himself unto him. He said, for I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet, not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. I remember, folks, in reading about old Stephen. Old Stephen, one of the original preaching deacons, one of the original seven. Paul was there. Paul held the coat and the cloven of them and stoned that good man to death. He was there. He saw that. Are you talking about watching an old Christian die? Oh, how they must have felt when Paul saw old Stephen there have been stoned to death. And yet he says, lay not this to their charge. And he looked right into heaven, and Jesus stood up to see that a man of God, as he declared the gospel to friend and enemy, and stood up in the test of trials and whatever, and proclaimed that there's a better world to go. Oh, Apostle Paul was there. He persecuted the people of God. He persecuted them. Remember when he was saved, when he had his experience, if you will, he was on the way to Damascus to arrest the people of God who were serving God. Paul was on his way to arrest them and put them in chains. And while he was on his way, there was a light shining from heaven, brighter than the noonday sun. And there was a conversation between Jesus and Saul. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? How am I persecuting you? It's hard to kick against the prigs. And it's pretty clear that Jesus is saying to Paul, Saul, if you hurt one of my little ones, you're hurting me. And we have an experience there, old Paul told, time and time again from then on. Wherever Paul went when he was saved, he told about his experience with the Lord. And he never was ashamed of it. He was always ready to give a reason. The Lord worked in great ways with old Paul. Well, he worked in great ways with Jim, too. And you, too, if you're a child of God. But Apostle Paul, in talking here, he said, I'm the least of the apostles because I persecuted the church of God. Yes, he did. He did bad things, but he did them in ignorance, Brother Junior. He thought he was doing right when he was doing wrong. And then he says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. That's Jim Peel. I ought to go to hell. I'm not willing to sin against God, but I get to go the other way. And man, that's grace and that's love. And why shouldn't I praise the Lord for his wonderful blessing to somebody like me? You're talking about amazing grace. I know what it is. And I ought to go somewhere bad and yet get to go to somewhere good. Praise the Lord. Amen. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And it's the grace of God that's going to give me a home in heaven when I ought to be burning in hell. That's the way I feel about it. And I'm not saying that for effect. I'm saying it because it's true. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than them all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was within me. So tonight, folks, I can identify with Apostle Paul there. Man, I ought to go to hell, but I get to go the other way. Can you all say that?
Yes,
you all believe that? That's the kind of people I like to be with. People who know they ought to go to hell. Know they ought to go to hell. Know they sinned against God. Know that they have no right to heaven except through Jesus Christ the Lord. Hey, he is my bridge. He is my way, Brother Drew. There's no other way. I only have one way, and all the world has one way to get from heaven. I am the way, the truth, the life. No other way. No other way to get there. I'm not talking about denominations now, folks. In all nations, kindred, and tongues, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen, but I love this old time way.
I do too, brother.
I sure do. Amen. We're simple. We're plain. We get loud. We carry on. Sometimes we stomp our foot. Jump up and down. 80-year-old men act like they're 16. Sometimes we're crying. Next minute we'll be laughing. We're peculiar people. We're peculiar people. But I'm glad to be one of this bunch, aren't you?
Amen, brother.
I'm glad to be one of these. So God bless you. I've been puny myself, but I'm a lot better and I feel good tonight. Praise the Lord. I sure do. This resurrection chapter, you know, you can read on through there. And I believe Brother Terry, maybe in the latter part of that 15th chapter, it speaks about this. Yeah, here it is. He said, in concluding this chapter, and you read it for yourself when you go home, the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it's the resurrection chapter. He says, 51st verse, in a moment, behold, I show you a mystery, he says.
Yeah.
That means he's revealing something that's been hidden, right? We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So there are going to be people living and walking around. And Jesus is coming.
Yes, he is.
His reward is with you.
And I want to be one of them that go up. Two will be in a bed sleeping, want to be taken. One left. Two will be grinding at the meal, want to be taken. Another one left. Hey, I want to be one of them that takes wings. Oh, I don't have to fly. He's going to transport me. I'm going to raise right up.
Get on a cloud.
Praise the Lord. We'll be changed. Can't go up like this, folks. Can't. We've got to have a new body. We got a new body. We're going to get a new body. And I can't tell you a whole lot about that body, but it'll be a glorified body. Going to be a beautiful body. Going to be a body don't feel pain, no sorrow. And a body that won't die or grow old. What about an eternal youth? What about a day that never ends? Amen. We can't comprehend that, can we? Who can know the mind of God? You know, when people get carried away with how much they know, the 11th chapter of the chapter of Romans says none of us can really comprehend that.
You go.
Just can't. He's too big. How do you measure infinity? How can you measure eternal life? You can't. How can you measure the love of God? You can't do that. How is it a love that loves the unlovable? How is it that a man would die for sinners? How about a man? It takes something far greater than what's in the flesh to die right in front of your enemies, like old Stephen, like Jesus on the cross. Amen. Well, in a moment, that's fast, in the twinkling of an eye. Somebody measured how long it takes for a twinkle of an eye. That's real fast. Try it. Twinkle your eye. That's fast. I don't know it's fast. In a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. That means they'll never decay, never be corrupted, never, never. I tell you, infection and decay will be a thing of the past. Amen, amen. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible, and that's what it is. This is what it is. There's nothing in your body but what's common to the earth. The elements of the earth is what you're made of. From the dust of the earth, God breathed into us the breath of life. That's the soul. And I can't measure it. I can't weigh it. I can't tell you anything about it, but I know it exists. You take it away from somebody and look at what's left, you see dead. Hey, I'm going to leave this body. Woo. I'm going to get a new one. I'm going to get one that never hurts, never ages, never cries. All because of a man called Jesus. Praise his name. We're going to be raised incorruptible. This mortal shall put on immortality. Whoo, praise the Lord. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. No more funerals. No, sir, no more funerals. Oh, death, where is thy sting? If it hadn't been for sin, there wouldn't be any death.
Amen.
As Brother Terry was saying, that's where the shrimp gets its power from. Yeah. The law says the soul that sins, it shall die. Yeah. And everybody sins. Yeah. Tell me somebody here tonight that hasn't sinned. No. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's only one that never sinned. And he died anyway. A willingly that we that were sinners not live forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the law, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, he's my all in all. He's my all in all. Without Jesus, I'm nothing. With him, I'm everything.
Amen.
Well, folks, someone said one time that sin still exists. It's kind of, we've been born again, but we're like Teflon. It can't stick to us, sin. Jesus died for the sin of the whole world. He died for us. And we that come through Jesus, man, the devil can do all kinds of damage, if you will. But he can't get to us.
No, sir.
There's a wall that he can't get through. He can't get in there. He can cause us problems. He can hammer up on us. And he does all the time. He does me. I have trouble all the time. But he can't lay anything to the charge of God. Hey, I tell you tonight, I just admit I'm guilty. Right off the bat, I admit I'm guilty. Then what can he do? The Lord knows I'm guilty. I put my future in his hands. And that old devil can go on and on and on, but he can't win the victory. Victory in Jesus, right, folks? Woo! Sin, somebody says, like an old bee. Like an old bee that stings you. You know, sin hurts. He stings you. But once he stings you, he dies, right? And through the Lord Jesus Christ, we're alive. And that old devil's lost his stinger. All he can do is hum and buzz and go on. He can't keep us from going to heaven, can he? We're on the way, right, folks? We're going to get there. Just as sure as we're here. A lot of you are older tonight like I am. And the time has slipped away and gone. And now we're old.
Yeah.
Or older. But we got a bright future, don't we? Praise the Lord. We got a bright future. And I want to meet every one of you over there. I sure do. How did I get to become a Christian? Well, let me tell you right quickly if I'm not using
it. Hey, you're all right, sir.
Hey, a lot of people get this wrong. And I had it wrong myself, folks. I was raised in a preacher's home. My daddy was a preacher before I was ever born. I ought to know about the gospel. I heard preaching all my life, taken to church. Brother, when the Lord convicted me of my sin, you'd think I'd know what to do, wouldn't you? But I didn't. I commenced working the best I knew how after a while.
Amen.
Working here and working there, trying to make myself good enough. Quitting this and quitting that. And brother, let me tell you something. I became miserable and more miserable. There's times when I laid it all down. Laid it all down and went about my business, if you will. And the Lord come back, that Holy Spirit, convict me again. And brother, the time came when I was scared to death I was going to die.
Yes,
and I knew if I died, I was going to a place called hell. And I got really scared, and I tempted to do the things good, but everything I tried to do fell and flew up my face.
There you go.
Amen.
One night after, hey, you make this as long as you want to make it. But I'm going to tell you, you can work and work and struggle and go on and go on and go on and fight that battle yourself and make life miserable. Or you can turn to the Lord, give Him your all, and He'll swap you as a brand from the burning. Sure as I'm here tonight. I don't tell anybody to suffer and go on and do like I did. Repentance is wrought by a godly sorrow for sin. If you're sorry over your sin, your heart is broken over what you've done with your life and the mess you made out of it, if you will then turn to the Lord and give Him your heart and invite Him in. He does something, don't He, Brother Lonnie? And you can't open, you can't make Him come in. You cannot, and He only comes when you're ready to give Him your all.
Amen.
Well, I was in a little church house one night when that happened. Were you there that night, brother?
Thank you, Lord.
Been going on 31 years ago. Man, I tried things. I tried to be good. I tried to clean up my mouth. I tried to think good thoughts. I tried to control my wandering mind and failed on all accounts. Every one of them. Every one of them. And I was miserable. And everybody around me in that church house that night seemed to be happy but me. They were having a good time. They were having a good time hugging one another. It was up at Northern New Home. Glad to be together. And here I am. Walked around behind the building. Miserable. Man, my sins had found me out. And I wanted something so bad that I could not earn. I could not earn. I could not learn it. I could not figure it out. I tried and I tried. And yet, He was there all the time.
All the time.
You know what? Well, maybe I ought not go there. But you can work and you can work and work all the days of your life. But until you give up working and begin to trust, you're doomed.
Amen. Amen. Preach it right
night.
On, Brother Campbell.
Hey, Brother Terry.
Preach it right on.
There in that church that night, I remember.
Yeah.
Sitting about five rows back. Oh, so miserable. So miserable. Wanting something. See, I'd been successful. God had blessed me with a good wife and a nice home and cars and a good job and maybe a little bank account. I thought I was all right. I was blessed when I looked around at other people, but Lord, I was so miserable. I found something I could not obtain, no matter how, that I tried. But when I quit trying there in that church that night and began to cry, oh God, oh God, help me, I can't stand this. And I didn't cry out in public like that.
But you did in your heart.
I was that proud Marine that kept his emotions under control and a countenance. But you know, there's a lot of people that look smiling on the outside, but crying
inside.
Everybody's got problems, folks. There are people that appear to you like they don't have any problems, but everybody's got something that bothers them. And they need a little bit of milk of human kindness.
Yeah, that's true.
We need, instead of to reach out to slap, most of the time we need to reach out and help somebody up. We do a lot better. Well, anyway, there that night, I cried. See, that took a whole lot for this fella. I didn't realize it, but I was a proud man. Ex-Marine. You know, not show my emotion. Take care of myself. I'll take care of mine. I've earned mine. And I couldn't really take care of anything. It was the Lord that's letting me. And Brother Freya, just as sure as I'm here tonight, when I cried out to the Lord from a broken heart with a contrite spirit, oh God, oh God. Instantly, folks, instantly, in a twinkle of an eye, there was something come over me. My burdens were gone. Y'all know what I'm talking about. In an instant, clouds were gone and sunshine. Amen. And I've talked about that, folks. Amen. Brother, the Lord gave me peace that night. I had the most wonderful feeling. That's His Spirit. Sir. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit
that
we are the children of God. And if God's in our life, we have some witness to that effect.
Amen.
Right?
Absolutely.
Amen. Now, I've been pretty low. There's times when I question. There have been times when I question my own. But you know what I do? I go back to that point. Go back to that point. At the end of man's works are where God's begins.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now then, having said that, folks, having said that, let me go back. I'm about through, brother. I want to go right back to the beginning of that 15th chapter, the book of Corinthians. There's something there that just come back to my mind, and then I'm through. Where Paul speaks about the grace of God. Yeah, this right here. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now, you need to tell people that by the grace of God, you are what you are if you're a thief and liar. It's by your own direction, your own choice. But if you're a child of God, you're a child of God by the grace of God. Will you have that? Paul said, I am what I am, and by the grace of God and His grace, unmerited favor, something that you don't deserve, that's good, that's grace. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me or given to me, was not in vain. Paul said, I've fought a good fight, in other words, didn't he? I've kept the faith. That's what he's saying. And that's somewhere else that you brothers... scripture readers will know somewhere. I've kept the faith. I'm ready to be offered. Yep. There's a crown laid up for me, he said. That's not in vain. That was the truth.
That was the truth.
That was the truth. Paul knew what he'd done. He said it was not in vain, but I labored. That means works, folks. I labored more abundantly than they all. And he's talking about the apostles. And he did. He labored more than all the apostles. You can read about it. Yet not I, he said, but the grace of God, which was within me. If you're a child of God, if you say you're a child of God and you're not having good works, Brother Terry, something's wrong. You don't get right with God by, well, the works of Jesus, you would, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But the works after you're saved is what's important. And if you don't have good works, if you don't have good works, folks, won't you just admit the truth? You don't have the foundation it takes to get to heaven. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. That's good.
The writer James said, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. That's to a Christian. Now, that's not to the lost person. The lost person's works are filthy rags. Would you agree with that? Or as filthy rags. But a saved person's works, going to get him a reward. And we won't discuss what that will be because he's going to heaven anyway, but he's going to get a reward. God bless you. I feel good in being here tonight.
Well done.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me as I travel this tedious journey. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. You walked with my mother, Lord, walk with me. You walked with my mother, Lord, walk with me. As she labored here below, in this world of grief and woe, You walked with my mother. Lord, walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. I am weak, but thou art strong. Give me faith, lead me on. I desire your prayers tonight. I really do. It's been a... I sat there and on my seat, and sometimes we take so many things for granted. Even the breath of life sometimes. You just get so used to it that you think it's just supposed to be that way. I thought about... I used to have a friend that lived in Knott County. His name was Brother Johnny Watson. He moved off and left me, and I kind of been upset with him ever since. But I thought as I was sitting there, what in this world can you be thankful for tonight?
Lord, help me, God, please.
I looked over at my friend, and when you feel something right down from the depths of your heart,
Lord, help me, God.
God's giving you. He's giving you a little blessing, a little strength, you know. And I thought about how short his life could have been, and in the explosion that happened to him, how minor that some of us might think that this could be. And death, it's coming, and I don't know when it's going to get there, but it's coming, ain't it, Brother Terry?
Yes, sir. It's certain.
And I thought how thankful that I was tonight that I got to sit beside Brother Johnny Watts. Right here in this world today. And I could feel God's love begin just to run all over me, Brother Jim.
And
I know tonight that God is here. He sure is.
Yes, sir.
And I believe with everything within me tonight that if there's somebody here tonight in trouble, that it's time. It's time that you begin to do something. I'm telling you, you don't know what lies on tomorrow, my friend. You got something planned and you got your life laid out. You sure did, didn't you, Brother Jim? Yeah, but there's coming a day that you better be ready for in this world today, when your life will be no more. Yeah, you better get on the garment today, my friend, and you better get ready, because this journey that you're about to take, you don't need to make it without the Lord today. There's a destination in ahead for you today, and heaven can be your home tonight. If you know the Lord, that is.
Yeah.
But there's some requirements in this thing we're in. Guess what? You'll just not walk in unchanged. No, God's going to do a work in you, Brother Jim. He's going to work right down within your heart. The Bible says that it's with the heart that a man believeth unto righteousness. Confession. Is made unto salvation. Listen now, God has... I'm telling you tonight that God's in control. You might think that you're in control tonight, but you're wrong, ain't you, Brother Terry? I'm telling you, you're going to have to lay her down. Why is it that her services seem to be so good? The Spirit seems to be alive.
Yeah.
And people still stuck to their seat.
Right.
I don't know the answer to that question.
They love that
yeah, I love the Lord tonight. Yeah. And I want to stand up on the mountain and declare His name to be the way, the truth, and the life. See, there's a way that's been made.
Amen.
I believe this brother preached on old Saul. He was going down to look for those that were in the way. Yeah, that way is still here tonight, my friend. You can go to heaven today if you know this man called Jesus. You mean to tell me that it's still possible? I'll guarantee it tonight, children. By the word of God, I surely will. If a man today would with his mouth confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe with his heart that God raised him from the dead, I'm telling you, you can be saved tonight. Listen. Listen tonight, children. I'm telling you today that God is here tonight.
Yes,
what about that?
Yes,
and sir. You need to call upon him. You sure do.
Yes,
how can you call on whom you've not believed?
Yeah.
How can you believe tonight in whom you've not heard, Brother Jim?
How?
And how can you hear tonight unless the preacher would come? And how can he preach tonight unless the Lord would enable him? You can hear the gospel of your salvation.
Yes, sir.
I heard it.
Sure
I did. But did I listen the first time, Brother Johnny? No, no, no. Oh, Brother Ronnie had it figured out. I know what I was going to do. Done everything else I wanted to do. Why not this? That become a problem to me. It sure did. And probably everybody. I'm telling you today, you're more full of yourself than what you think you are. I'm telling you today, you need to get real here tonight. I'm telling you that Jesus is in control. And you're going to have to let him be.
Amen.
Brother Junior, I said, preached a wonderful sermon. Preached about a man that was in Jerusalem and he went down into Jericho. And right before that, there was a man that asked him a question. I asked Brother Junior that question as we was going into the lunchroom. He was talking about, who is thy neighbor? And I said, Brother Junior, it's sometimes hard to love thy neighbor. I understand that God does and that I need to. Now what you need to understand about God's love is, you might have one neighbor on the right side that watches your place while you're gone, loan you a cup of milk if you need it, or watch your children just for a few minutes. But then there's that neighbor on the other side that's watching for you to go so he can come in and get you stuff and don't never say nothing good about you. Now, buddy, I'm telling you, it's that neighbor, Brother John, that when God moves in, yeah, he'll enable you. That love that he sheds abroad right in your heart to love thy enemy. What about that tonight? That ought to be a witness to you, children. Glory to the name of the Lord tonight. Ain't he good tonight?
Preach it, brother.
Glory, glory, glory.
There you go.
This man, he headed down toward Jericho. And the Bible says that he fell among thieves. Bruce Brother Jr. said that he was left for half dead. You ever thought about that? That's the way you were, Brother Jim. When the law revived and you died, there you thought you was alive and you're half dead, my friend. You're separated from this man called Jesus. Stranded out in a wilderness. No way back now. You're in trouble, ain't you, Brother Jim?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
But listen, somebody showed up. Somebody showed up, didn't they, Brother Jim? Just by chance, they showed up, didn't they? I'm telling you, there was one that came along with a purpose. Yeah, glory, young man. What do you think of Jesus today? What do you think about that? Guess what he did? He poured in the wine and he poured in the oil. I like that. I sure do. The Holy Ghost. Have you ever felt it, Brother John? I've washed it all over you, son. Yeah, glory today. I knew when he come in and moved in this house, he made me alive today.
Yes, sir.
I was there.
Yes, sir.
I was there. I'm like this fella, Brother Paul. I bet he's still in heaven telling people about his experience. Yeah, glory. I bet you will be too, Brother John. It made me happy. There's days that I struggle. Like last Sunday, I was just sure I was going to quit. I'm telling you, God can pick you up. He can set you on a mountain. He can revive you in your lowest valley. He can give you life today. Eternal. Tribulations are going to come. Sufferings are going to happen. But I'm telling you, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ the Lord. Paul said, I am persuaded and I am too tonight that there's nothing, neither death nor life, powers or principalities, things that are or things to come. Guess what? He didn't stop there, did he? No death, no height, or any other creature that's going to be able to separate you from the love of God today in Christ Jesus the Lord. Guess what? Oh, Satan, now he's stronger than you are. He sure is. And he's stronger than I am. But now that's why the strong man was cast out, and the stronger moved in. I'm telling you, God knew, didn't he? He sure did. They ain't nothing just happened. He had her planned. Now, there was a purpose for the law, too, Brother Terry. If there had not been the law, I would not have known that thou shalt not covet today. Made me aware of who I was and what I needed. Guess what? He's absolutely my all in all. I have hard days and I have good days. But I'm telling you what, I've never went through a day when Jesus has left me. He's always been there. Always been there. Cancer may come. Death surely is. But I've got all the confidence in the world in this man called Jesus. That when I lay this body down, that he's going to raise her up someday. I got news for you. I don't want this body back I'm living in. Yeah, I want that brand new body. I sure do tonight. That's likened unto Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That I never know the pains of this world. Children, it's a good day today. And I'm telling you what, it's a day that the Lord has made. What about that? I woke my little girl up one morning. The sun was out, the birds were singing, the trees were blooming. I said, Sissy, get up. I want you to see what the Lord's done. And she thought her daddy had went crazy. She said, he does it. I mean, he does it every day. I said, yeah, but he's done it again, Sissy. Look out there. Lord, have mercy tonight. If there'd be anybody, don't take God's love for granted. Don't ever look up and look at the beauties that you've got, the blessings that he laid on Brother Jim when he didn't even deserve them. Probably thought you acquired them all on your own. What about that? We're bad people. And without Jesus today, we'd been in trouble. But I'm glad that he come to my rescue and that he moved in and saved my ever dying soul. I'm telling you tonight, you better be getting ready. Your times are coming. The Bible says that if the goodman of the house had known at what hour the thief would have come, if you knew that you was going to die tomorrow, you'd be doing something about the salvation of your soul. He said if he had known when the thief was coming, that he had stayed up and kept watch. See, I don't know when he's coming back, but I got somebody watching. Yeah, he's a standing on the wall, a part, and he's mine, and you can't have him. Get out of here, Satan. I'm going home someday to be with the Lord forever and ever and ever today. What about that?
Ain't no end to it.
That good Samaritan that Brother Junior was preaching about took him down and put him in the inn.
Yes, he did.
Paid for his keep.
Yes, he did.
But I like this part.
Listen to this.
If he owe us any more, when I come back, I'll pay it. Yeah, Brother John, has he ever had to go on your behalf and plead your case? I'll bet he has today.
Yes,
you've got an advocate, don't you, brother?
Yes,
glory to the name of Jesus tonight. Heaven is real. I'm telling you today, hell is real too. You don't want to die and go to hell. It's eternal and it's bad. The Bible says that they'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on. That they'll want to die and can't die. You're going to spend an eternity in this place. But you don't have to. You don't have to tonight. There was a man that was sent down and paid your price. The one that Brother Jim was trying to pay and Brother Ronnie. There was a man called Jesus that came down. And I want you to know what he done now. He walked up a hill called Calvary.
Yes,
he sure did. And he hung there on a cross. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah. And the blood came dropping down. And guess what? Salvation, salvation, glory by the name of Jesus tonight.
There you go, brother.
He said that I'll go away to prepare a place for you.
Yeah. What's the problem, brother?
A lot of people say thinks that's mansions that Jesus is still up there working. But I'm telling you it's not. No. He prepared a place for you that you could go to where he was, that you could come. If you don't go by the cross tonight, you ain't a going, my friend. But if you walk under the cross tonight, I'm telling you that your way is paid by the blood of this man called Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to the name of the King.
Yes, sir.
Don't be caught unaware. God has spoke to you. I don't know if it's through preaching. I don't know if it was just a small, still voice that let you know that you was lost. He said that he would appear unto all men. Sometimes we preach and we get loud. My wife says, you ought to hush a little bit. You shouldn't holler so loud. I said, well, I'm going to try to learn to do that. But I just can't have no success. I just have to tell you the truth. I don't know why it is, Brother Junior. I can't tell you why God does what he does. He says that I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. Yeah, and I'll bless who I'll bless tonight. Buddy, I'll tell you, it lays in the hands of the Lord tonight. Jesus hung on that cross and I said he went away and prepared a place for you.
There you go.
And he declared. He declared it's finished. You'll not add nothing to it. No matter how hard you try, and I tried, or you will not take nothing away from it. When God works that no man can hinder, and when he hinders, Brother John, no man can work. I'm telling you that there is a way to get in the way. Right there under the cross of Calvary, you can come to know this man called Jesus. And I'm telling you tonight, by the authority of God, he'll absolutely change your life. Now that's the truth. Now you didn't hear me say that he's going to make everything a bed of roses for you. When I heard you read your prayer list, I thought they got all the same problems that we got up the house. All the same, they're all over the world. They sure are. Sickness, dying, and death, and loneliness. And I'm not going to tell you that he's going to take all your problems away. But I am going to tell you tonight that he'll walk through them with you and take you out on the other side, Brother John. And I'm telling you, when you get ready to leave this world, I hope I can be like Brother Jim's father-in-law. Just peace and joy. Let the kids come and look, because Daddy's going home. I want to lay up some stones that they can't get over, that they got to get back and look at. And if they're going to get over them, I have to walk around them. And I want them to see this man called Jesus for who he is, Savior of mankind.
Amen.
Listen, whosoever, if God can be for you, who can be against you? Now you think about that. You're in a pretty good place tonight. If you, Ezekiel said, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and His Spirit carried me out into a valley, a great valley full of bones. Yeah, but something happened there that day. He said, prophesy unto these bones. And He said, flesh would come unto them, the skin would cover them. Tell you what else He said. He said, I'll breathe the breath of life into them. And I'm listening tonight. Yeah. Something began to happen down there.
Boy.
Yeah, that was a noise that took place. These bones began to move. What about that? That'll happen to you when Jesus comes in. Right now, we're traveling by faith. I don't care what anybody else tells you. We're traveling by faith. Believing today. We sure are. By faith tonight, I'm telling you. I want you to know something. That God is able. He said He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. To many as received Him, He gave the power to become the sons of God. Even unto those that believe. If you can believe tonight, God can do the rest. All the troubles you've ever had, you'll have somebody to lean on, somebody to hold on to. I've been so low in the valley before. There's been troubles in my family. Me and Brother Jim talked all the way down here. We solved the problems of the world and probably didn't change a thing. But I'm glad that we come to tell you about this man called Jesus. In just 33 years, made a difference from the beginning to the end. It just didn't happen, children. It was prophesied of and it came to pass. Children, we're telling you, your time's running out. The Lord's coming back. And you better know this man called Jesus if you want to go to heaven. Bless the name of the Lord tonight. God bless each and every one of you. I love you.